You know, this is Father's Day, what we traditionally call Father's Day. It's a day that we honor fathers. Of course, we honor our Heavenly Father every day of our life, but earthly fathers, they got a pretty hard job too. So I think in God's wisdom, when He created us, male and female, He gave us each a job. Fathers have an important job, mothers have an important job, and now we know that we call it parenting. You know, it says in the book of Ecclesiastes, two are better than one, because when one falls down, the other is there to pick them up. And that's what happens when you're joined together in holy matrimony. You become one flesh. And it's an amazing thing. And it's a wonderful responsibility, having children. So, what I've been thinking. I think most of us have had one time in our life. Well, we had a parent for sure. Or we had been a parent. And I think... since we all had one, or are one, I think we can say, well, for better or for worse, we do a pretty good job. We usually influence our kids and our lives more than any other single factor. Parents. Now, I think many of us eventually become parents, whether they're adopted parents or biological parents. We have a responsibility to encourage one another, to treat one another, especially children, and try to raise them in a way that honors God. So we are an influence on children, or young people, or old people. I think that whenever we get old, we become like a child. I always was fascinated. We had a adult daycare there at Gray Memorial when I served over there. And it always fascinated me to see during the day what they would gather the elderly people. And somebody would read the newspaper to them. And then they had others that would get over with in a corner with a coloring book and crayons and just color. And then others would be singing or singing hymns. And I always thought about that. We know from experience, whenever we get old, we get childlike. We go back to our childlike state, I think, in a lot of ways. And then I got to thinking. Jesus said, "Come unto me, all the little children." And I think the reason we come into this world and we grow in wisdom and stature and we go through all this stuff, and when it comes down to the end of our life, we get childlike. It prepares us for entering into the kingdom. Come unto me, all the little children. Well, that's my thought to now, today. But I think every parent learns early on that it's much easier to produce a child than to raise them. You know, serving simultaneously, and it doesn't matter if you're the mom or the father, you got to be nurse or doctor or teacher or coach, disciplinarian, friend, spiritual role model. I think wise parents will look to God's Word for the encouragement and direction. That's why I call God's Word the owner's manual for us. He gives us everything in that book that we need to be good parents. Fortunately, parents themselves also have to be a real good role model. A God who is called Father. Parents are to take the responsibility for teaching their children a love for the Word of God. It's a responsibility, I think, that all of us have, not only to teach our children the biblical value, but to model them for their lives and their lives of obedience. Parents also are to discipline their children, as hard as that is. I know a lot of times we, well, I want to be a good friend to my children, and that's a good thing to do, but with consistency and wisdom and love. And parents also are not to show favoritism between children. That's a hard thing, because sometimes, oh, I think we like that one a little bit better than this. No, parents need to honor all the children in the same way. Parents who are too judgmental not only don't help their children in a lot of ways, they don't allow their children to develop a character. You know, we're all characters, but you know what I mean. And the mark of a loving parent is always the willingness to forgive. And that's really what all of us should do, no matter what, a willingness to forgive. Now, we don't always have to agree with everybody, but we can agree to disagree and still love. I think that's the most important part of being in a faith relationship with God and God's people. And hope, a hope that all suffering will be replaced by the joy of heaven, which enables us to endure all through life. That's why I always say, with to paraphrase what the Apostle Paul said, if we only had this life to look forward to, we'd all be a sorry bunch of puppies. But because of the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, we got something much better to look forward to. That's eternal life. So take heart. I know it's easy to say, well, these preachers, they know all about this stuff. Well, I made a lot of mistakes as a parent. And even now, till with sometimes make the same mistakes with grandchildren. You know, it's a learning process. But the most important thing is when we developed a relationship with God, and in turn, we share it with our children and our grandchildren, that blessed hope that we have, that in Jesus, that we can certainly, give the kids some hope, because it's a hopeless world out there without Jesus in your life. Well, we have a lot of people's names that are on the little prayer list that we have in the church bulletin, and if you click on the slides there on the online website about Pastor's Thoughts and Prayers, and you'll see the slides. When you pull it up, you'll see all the prayer requests that we have listed in the bulletin. Now, we know there's always some that were not mentioned aloud, or even let people know that there's always people in the need and touch of God's grace and forgiveness. But I think the most important thing is that we learn to talk to God ourselves. It's not that hard. If you like to talk, and if you talk to friends or coworkers, just you know, get in an attitude of talking to the Father. Daddy, I need to talk to you. I need to crawl up on your lap and just share your heart. He knows everything about you anyhow. After all, he had created you in his image. But he wants to hear from you. He wants to talk to you. He wants to love on you. And through the grace and the love of the Holy Spirit, you can also not only develop a relationship, but you can develop a friendship and a ability to commune with God and to listen. The Bible says, be still and know that I'm God. And if we just slow down a little bit, I can assure you, through the Holy Spirit and going to God's Word, the Bible, the owner's manual, you'll be able to develop and get messages of love and joy and peace. You know, we are in a world of good and evil. I think it would really be neat if Adam and Eve never ate off of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, but they did. They wanted to have that, just like God had. But it's not a good thing sometimes. But God then sent his Son, Jesus, the sacrifice on the cross, so that we can discern and between good and evil. We don't have to do the evil stuff. We can just do all the good stuff. But we need God's wisdom, grace, and relationship in order to do that. So let's always close this little segment by praying the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Have a wonderful day in Jesus' name.